The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The entire scene in the gospel today doesn't make a lot of sense without knowing what comes immediately before it. But as we celebrated the Assumption of Mary last week, because on major solemnities, especially for Marian ones, we have different readings in the gospel, and so because of that, we miss the context for today. So I'm going to briefly read one of the important passages for it. The Jews quarreled amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." It's because Christ told those following him that they must eat his body and drink his blood that many walked away from him in the gospel today. It's because of the Eucharist that they walked away from him, that they left, because it was a teaching they could not accept. It was a teaching that was too difficult. Indeed, even today, this can be a difficult teaching to accept, that the host we're about to receive is really, truly, substantially the body of Christ, and that the wine that is about to be consecrated is really, truly, substantially the blood of Christ. It's not easy to accept because it's so contrary to the natural way things are, because it's a supernatural miracle that takes place. Many non-Catholic Christians and even non-Christians might ask us if we believe this. And our answer, if we trust Christ, if we take him at his word, has to be yes. Yes, I believe that this is really, truly, substantially the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has said it. Now, the church over the last 2,000 years has taken this sacrament, this blessed sacrament, very seriously, to the point where 500 years ago, your average Catholic in the pew would not be receiving our Lord. Think about how much of a drastic contrast that is with today. Like they understood the gravity of what they were doing, so much so that they refused to receive our Lord because of whatever reason, whatever psychological reasoning was going on in the church at that time. It's taken the church decades to realize not just that it's the source and summit of our spiritual lives, but just how important it is to receive our Lord in Holy Communion on a regular basis. And it is important because he is medicine. But not just how important it is to receive him, but also how important it is that we as Catholics, every one of us, have to be ready to receive him, have to be prepared to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The fear today is that many of us approach the Blessed Sacrament without discernment, as if it's just a mere habit, or just a mere cultural thing, like, oh, I'm going to approach and receive because, you know, everyone else is doing it. Because there's a pressure. When your neighbor stands up and goes to receive communion, it's like, oh, I got to stand up too. And that's what I want to tell you is it's okay if you're not ready to receive our Lord. That's no judgment on you. God's not upset with you if you don't believe you're ready. And it's okay to refrain. It's okay to refrain if perhaps, you know, we're conscious of unconfessed mortal sin. It's okay to refrain if we haven't been to confession in over a year. But the main point of this is that just as there's true virtue lies in the middle of two extremes, so too does our reception of the Holy Sacrament, of the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion. So on one extreme, we have 500 years ago where nobody would receive our Lord. And then today where, I know I'm guilty of it, that like oftentimes I receive without even thinking about what I'm doing and who I'm receiving in Holy Communion. And that's something that we have to strive to overcome and find that middle ground, the median, to find the virtue in it. And so, like I said, it's okay if we refrain from receiving Holy Communion if we haven't been to confession in years, if we haven't been to church prior to this in over a year, if we haven't gone to Mass regularly, if, like, whatever the reason is, if it's okay to refrain. In fact, there are several times where the Church asks us to refrain, specifically for confession, if it's been more than a year. Except, well, this year is probably a little different because confession was very hard to get to, I understand. Even for us at seminary before I was ordained, confession was hard because face-to-face, COVID and everything, it's understandable. But going forward, confession is good to help prepare us to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. There are other things, too. If we're aware of any unconfessed mortal sin, if we intentionally miss Mass on Sunday without a grave reason, but the thing is, this isn't out of sense of punishment. The Church isn't saying, oh, we're going to punish you for being a bad Catholic. No. The Church is inviting us to restore our relationship with Christ through the sacraments. Because Christ, both in the confessional and here at the altar of our God, the altar of the Lord, the table of the Lord, the Holy Eucharist, these are medicinal. They help us. They heal us. They bring us back into communion with our God, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we can't forget that. And another aspect that we have to understand is because it's medicinal, it's not just a sense of punishment. In fact, it's not a sense of punishment, but rather it's for our own spiritual good. Because what we're saying when we receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is that we profess and believe everything which the Catholic Church officially teaches. Whatever is dogma, whatever our leaders are saying, like, we believe it. Because we say we're in communion with God, but we're also in communion with the Church. It is the Church's Holy Communion. And so we're saying we believe and profess everything which she teaches. And just like the gospel today, this can be hard to hear. It can be very difficult to accept. My brothers and sisters, this does not mean that Holy Communion is only for the saints. Quite the contrary. Again, it is medicine for each of us. It is a healing remedy for the sick, and we are all sinners. And it's fine. Like, that's part of being human. But God calls us to redemption, calls us to join him at the table, calls us to confession, calls us to prepare to receive the Blessed Sacrament. And I know this is hard to accept for some of us, so please, you have four priests here who love you immensely and want to see nothing more than for you to grow closer with Christ. So please, if these are difficult teachings for you to accept, or any teachings are difficult for you to accept, come talk to us. Let us help you. That's literally one of the reasons we exist as priests, is to help you, because we want to see you come closer to our Lord and draw closer to him in the Blessed Sacrament. And to put our money where our mouth is, in the last month and a half, we've added an hour on Saturday morning for confession, and beginning September 7th, and every Tuesday thereafter, we're adding another hour of confession at 6 p.m. So we'll have 5:30 p.m. Mass on Tuesdays starting September 7th, and then immediately following Mass will be confession and adoration, another place where we can be with our Lord and come to know him even more intimately. To end, I want to leave you with the words of the Holy Gospel. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? Let us pray. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us so that in all things we may please you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for a few brief announcements. Like I mentioned in the homily today, we are delighted to announce that starting September 7th, we will be celebrating Mass every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., which will immediately be followed by adoration until 7 p.m., and confession will be from 6 to 6:45, ending a little bit before adoration so that we can get back here and repose Jesus and everything. But again, I encourage you guys to come. Adoration has been one of the most important devotions in my entire life that has brought me closer and closer to Christ on such an amazingly deep level that I lack the words to get across how important it's been for me. So I encourage you to attend. Another important announcement, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, in accordance with the Vatican and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, recommends that all members of the Catholic community who are able to receive a COVID-19 vaccine should do so. Receiving one of the COVID-19 vaccines ought to be understood as an act of charity toward the other members of our community. It's a way to practice the gospel mandate of loving our neighbors. In this way, being vaccinated safely against COVID-19 should be considered really just that act of love towards a neighbor and part of our moral responsibility for the common good. Again, like I mentioned in the homily, if you struggle with this, if this is something you're struggling with accepting, that the church would say that this is okay, come talk to us. Like, I'm serious when I say come talk to us. Like, we are absolutely here for you. So please, come. And some very good news, please save the date for our very special Welcome Back Sunday on September 12th. There's going to be food, games, blessing at all the masses, special afternoon activities with crafts and arts, and just a lot of opportunities for family fun and stuff like that. So please come. It's going to be after the 12:45 Mass, so maybe 1:45-ish. We're going to start. And why this is such a special event is because we're celebrating Father Albert's 25 years as a priest, which is miraculous. Like, that's amazing. That's beautiful. But also, we're going to be celebrating with Bishop O'Connell his installation as a pastor. So at the 12:45, Bishop O'Connell will be here to celebrate the Mass and to install Father Albert as our pastor. So we encourage you to come. It'll be a great day. Lots of fun. And probably the best news in the entire announcements, donuts and coffee over in the hall. Please stand. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Thanks be to God.
As we send forth with number 380, with one voice, we'll be singing verses 1 and 4.